We're going to cover different kinds of media, and I will start from the easiest one in terms of, I don't know, from user perspective, and it's MIDI. Who knows what's MIDI? Some people.
Can you tell us?
Oh, Jeeves, do you? Really?
Yes, I was a music major.
Even being a JavaScript guy, you can know MIDI.
I know all about it.
So MIDI is not just about like phone ringtones. It's a really powerful standard and really powerful, basically, set of devices for musicians. And I would say like most of professional musicians, especially those ones who use like keyboards, I mean synthesizers, they use MIDI standard for in their like day-to-day job, and it's really important. In Windows, we used to have MIDI APIs, like in Win32. They were pretty good. And but they were not very accessible for people to use in .NET and then obviously in Windows runtime. So in .NET you could use it, but in Windows runtime you couldn't. We finally made these APIs available to third-party developers, and now it's pretty easy to start using MIDI devices to connect it, to get signals, to synthesize like music using MIDI instructions, and finally you can do it and produce pretty interesting apps both on, basically on any device in the universal Windows platform family. Then continue talking about audio. Let's talk about audio codecs. In Windows 10, we added some pretty nice codecs, especially for lossless audio. We used to support a good set of codecs, but now we have more, and you can use it in your application. So if you're doing like audio, like high-end audio software, if you want to develop this, now you have lossless codecs for using in your applications. If you were developing any kind of serious audio applications before, or applications for doing voice over IP calling or navigation applications, you already should be familiar with the media categories. And we also extended and changed some media categories in Windows 10, so now you can use now you can be more precise in what media you're playing now, including like if you're doing navigation applications, so you can specify that the you're doing, for example, the speech category. If you're doing movie, you can say like, okay, I'm doing movie now, and it's kind of foreground media, but we replaced it with like with the easiest name, and so on. So if you're doing any kinds of these applications, just make sure you know about all these changes. And you can set all these categories by pretty simple way, either in XAML or in HTML with audio tag. You can do it with the audio graph capabilities in C Sharp, and even in WASAPI, like, which is pretty low level API available on Windows, I don't know, for many years. You can do audio categories even there. So it's kind of new feature for an old API. Finally, talking about audio, let's talk about low latency audio. You know, people used to blame Windows for lack of low latency support, and this is why a lot of musicians, this is one of the reasons why a lot of musicians are using Macs, and now we have low latency audio support, so you can not just, you're not just doing this with like better performance. It's very important for your application to react on whatever user wants, to react on that quickly and produce like any kind of audio from there. So, and we optimized not just like the software and API side, we also optimized like on a driver level, we also made some requirements for driver makers to make sure it works like we need it. And we made some APIs for like tuning buffers, for optimizing performance, so you can do a low latency audio. And when you do low latency, you really need to be stable. You need to have a way to do kind of multi-core optimizations. You need to understand how it works on a system level. And again, we have these capabilities in Windows 10 to make sure that you're not just have a good and rich set of APIs, but also can control it, and you can be sure that kind of that everything is stable and you can run your applications pretty smoothly. We also support, and you probably know about it, web audio in Microsoft Edge. We already demonstrated that, right? And you can use these beautiful APIs in Microsoft Edge for controlling audio and that language. They're pretty good, especially if you're not doing like very special things. They're modern enough. And new audio graph API, I already mentioned that that used to be in Win32 for years, and finally you have it in Win32. You can build a graph, you can construct different filters, you can add samples and mix your audio, and it's really fancy. But my favorite part is video. And with Windows Phone 8.1, we used to have some kind of media editing APIs, but they were very focused on mobile scenarios. They were very limited. That was kind of one side. Another side that we had the media foundation APIs in Windows, and they were even available on WinRT side for C++ developers. But they were really complicated. Like, to build something very simple, you need to write a lot of many lines of code. Finally, with the Universal Windows platform, we have a very good set of APIs. They're powerful, but at the same time, they're simple. So, for example, for creating a grayscale effect in Windows 8.1, you need to write like this amount of code. It's 2,000 lines just for a small, very simple grayscale effect. You may like include like involve DirectX shaders, or you may use it. You may do it programmatically. But anyway, it's about this. Yeah, and it's why. Yeah, by the way, it's C++. You're right. Thank you. Oh, it was obvious. C++. Yeah, whatever else. With the Windows 10 and Universal Windows platform, you can do 90 lines of code. And by the way, it's C#. So it's a lot easier. Let me show you it in action. Here I have a beautiful project with the, not 90 lines of code, but pretty much about it. And I have this kind of composite effect with my simple grayscale effect. I created a screen upper, like here. Here's the grayscale effect. And I also have like text effect for showing basically a title. Let me show how it works. It's gonna use my camera. Hey, yeah, this is me, just grayscale. Oh, and that screen and everything like it becomes very fancy. This is grayscale effect, and that text on top, you see it. And then let me switch it to a fancy effect. It's a little different, but still very few lines of code. It's coming. Yeah. I'm not doing .NET native, hopefully, right? 1 minute. I have 1 minute, and it should be enough. 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, this is fancier. It's pretty funny. And again, it's not about hundreds lines of code. It's very simple. So new Universal Windows APIs. Awesome. Thank you. So what's next? First, use these capabilities and send us the feedback, because all these APIs are based on your feedback. They would never exist if not your feedback. Then build creative Windows apps. Use all these APIs, use media categories, use effects, use different capabilities for making your applications, I don't know, funny, to make it attractive. And again, send us your feedback. This is really important.